First of all, I want to welcome you to the Iowa Corn Indy 250 in Iowa, where we love renewable energy. This is a great day for Iowa. It's a great day for Iowa farmers and the communities where they live, and there's a lot of things going on today, but today we want to do something special. We're going to reveal to you the first ever E85 chopper, the Iowa Farm Bureau Renewable Energy Chopper, built by those special people from Orange County Chopper. And you know them. I've met them before. They're great people to be around. But Paul Sr., Paul Jr., who they call Jr., and Mikey, and I'm going to turn it over to them because they want to tell you about the bike. Let's welcome them here.
Are we going to unveil it here right now?
Are we going to unveil it here now?
Right now.
You get to. Oh, boy.
Well, let's unveil it, and then we can talk about it. How's that sound? Is that good?
Wait, I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
We need a drum roll. Yeah,
drum roll. You guys are ready.
Yeah. Stand behind it, Dad.
Don't start telling me what to do, all right? I do that. You ready?
Good?
Oh. Well. We had to tie it because there were people in here trying to pull it off earlier.
Oh. All right.
Voila.
There she is. Green, huh? this was a cool project. We basically, with the E85 ethanol, you can't see this side, but we have some Iowa corn, actual corn, inlaid into the air cleaner. We actually did some 3D corn cobs integrated into the gas tank. We got these spinner wheels here, which are the wind turbines, kind of correlating with what you guys do here for alternative energy. And we got these combine snouts out on the front, which obviously gets the corn. We got the 3D soybean leaves incorporated with a 3D paint job. And it was just a fun project. We had a good time. And the best part is it's the first bike that we've ever built that runs on E85 ethanol. So that's pretty much the scope of it. Oh yeah, we got a couple cows and hogs on a leather seat for the livestock industry. You can't forget that.
That's right. They make the ride a lot softer.
That's right. And the steaks here are great.
That's right.
Yeah, corn's good too.
So that's pretty much it. It was a great experience. We got to check out the ethanol plant, and it was extremely interesting in the whole process and how it works. So it was a great project, and we really enjoyed working with the Ethanol Farm Bureau. It's been unbelievable.
Jason, who helped design the bike, actually grew up in Mendota, Illinois, and this is an artistic guy that does things for all over the world, for Orange County, and guess what? He just loves corn, and why wouldn't you, from Illinois? Jason just loved this project.
He was very involved in this project.
Yeah.
He really was. Hands-on, too.
You bet.
Jason's not here today.
No.
Yeah.
We should have brought him.
We're embarrassed to bring
him. We have time for a few questions, you folks.
Go ahead. Paul, got questions.
Just carburetor. We just needed a really big carburetor, and then we just played with the jets.
The ignition is the same.
Everything's pretty much the same. Yeah, it's not really that magical. Just a huge carburetor. It runs pretty good. We still got to tweak it a little bit because it's the first time we ever ran this kind of fuel. But so far, it's been pretty good. No, I really don't think so. I mean, other than maybe compression, I don't know if they change anything with compression, but I don't think so.
It doesn't sound any different than if you're running on straight gas.
And that means it's loud.
Yeah, it's loud. It's loud.
It is loud, but you know what? It burns clean, man. We run it in the shop, and you don't.
Yeah, you don't.
It's not like gas fumes. Yeah, you could run it. Yes.
Does that run cooler?
They say it does. I mean, we just basically rode it a few times before we brought it out.
That's a big motor. That's still 131-inch motor. So, I mean, I rode the bike in the heat. I mean, when I rode it, it was probably close to 90 degrees out. And, it didn't, I don't know if it ran cooler, but it didn't overheat. And a lot of times these big motors in that kind of heat, and I was in traffic a lot. So it never really overheated on me, but it was a little warm.
They always are.
Yeah.
Air-cooled engines, you know.
Mike, you did a great job with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mikey. I had virtually nothing to do with building this bike.
But Mikey,
I'll take all the credit.
Mikey was going to tell you the great thing about this bike is it's going to be raffled off.
That's right.
And all the proceeds, the net proceeds of this bike, are going to go to the American Lung Association of Iowa. And we think it's a great organization to give these kind of proceeds to. So we're anxious for you to buy that $10 raffle and be part of this progress. Join the Ride Iowa.
Yeah. Listen, you asked enough questions, right?
Yeah, we've had enough out of you.
We've had enough out of you.
Yes, sir.
Just kidding. Go ahead.
How much of a radius do you think to turn that thing around?
That's a good question. I mean, you can't just turn it around like in a normal sized road in one shot. You got to, you know, do a 2-point turn. But it's more deceiving than you think. It's really handles fairly well, you know.
Yeah, the turning radius isn't too bad on it, and it's not the longest bike we've built. So we've built the longer.
Yeah, by far.
It's a pretty nice setup as far as the geometry.
When can we expect to see this on your TV show?
October.
Yeah, October.
We're smart.
Yeah, we never really know.
People who've seen American Chopper know that you guys spend a lot of time beforehand doing research, getting inspiration, taking tours. What did you do to get inspiration for this bike?
We came down here and we took a tour of the ethanol plant, and it was really interesting, very high-tech facility, basically a glorified distillery, basically, right?
That's why they denature it.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, though. I mean, you know, we went through the whole process when the trucks come in, how they go out on the train, and we found out a lot of stuff comes up to Albany, which is right by us. So
yeah,
it's pretty interesting how it all works.
And the day they were there, they got the specs on the wind turbines at the Jefferson Wind Farm of Bill Sutton. So.
Right. And being that we're from a small town, it was pretty interesting to see how everything is self-contained here. I mean, it's all in-town industry. Everybody local benefits from the whole process. And we thought that was really cool, being that, you know, like I said, we're from a small town. That stuff's interesting.
Why don't you spin that for everybody?
Get the other one. Get the other one. Watch your finger.
It looked different going around the track.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
I wanted a custom bike like that. How much did you guys ask?
Man, you better sit down. I don't know. That's hard to say. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that accumulate different amounts for a bike. You know what I mean? And
it's a cool mill.
It's hard to say. You know?
Yeah.
A cool mill. $1 million.
I've been in a position. I've had to answer that question. It's priceless.
Yeah. There you go.
Very good.
That's a good answer.
He's just going to field all our questions.
Yes.
Yeah, but good. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It sounded very interesting, the idea that we were going to be able to go out to the plant and see how the stuff's made and do the R&D on it was very interesting to me. I can't see why anyone would have an objection to it. I mean, we're making our own fuel. How can you go against that, right?
Are you planning on doing any more of them?
Are you on board with it? Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. You know, we're definitely open to that.
Guys, ever put E85 in a vehicle yourselves, or E10 in your own personal vehicle?
I don't think so.
Yeah, only the 10% that comes in our gasoline currently.
Are you have more affinity for that now that you know about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite, I don't think it's very readily available at this stage, at least by us.
We're working hard on New York
to
get them to the place Iowa is.
The car we just bought that we did for the company, it's a, what is it?
Flex fuel.
So it'll take run ethanol.
Run ethanol.
And that's the reason about the bike, so people understand what flex fuel is all about, flex fuel vehicles and the renewable fuels. John.
Remember, I watched the show, you guys are always in total agreement.
We try to, the thing we learned is we try to stay away from each other now.
Works better.
And it works a lot better, so.
Yeah. This one was pretty smooth.
Yeah.
No, no.
No,
no,
no.
I understand you guys are going to take this thing for a spin on the track after this. How fast are you going to get it up to?
Not that fast. You know, the thing of it is that it's just like Paulie said, you know, I rode the bike because on the show, you know, there's always a segment where you see the bike on the road. And so I've rode it more than once. And like we said, this is the first time that we did this type of bike. And the carburation is different. And because it is true that we're under pressure all the time. And it was last minute that we were getting it out the door. So it's not really dialed in quite yet. But you can feel the response and the throttle. It's just that at certain RPMs, it'll break down a little bit. So until it gets dialed in, but it'll definitely fly. You can go through and cut some
corn
with it.
That's
on the
right.
Bottom there.
We tried to get a 12-row head on it, but it just didn't fit on the front. Any other questions? Yes.
Yes, two-hour episode.
Two-hour episode.
Just so everybody knows, we looked on the internet. This is the first E85
right
there.
We
tried to find another one, so I think this was the saying it is.
And we've tried to promote it as the first ever. So we've done as much as we can to find out that it is. But we know that farmers have been working with this kind of thing in their shops since the 70s.
Yeah, so we don't know.
So there may be a farmer out there that has already done this.
Yeah, we don't want any angry farmers.
Yes.
No, with pitchforks.
Can you talk a little about Natsu painting for that? And it's always fun to watch his reaction when you bring a project to him. Can you tell us a little bit about the paint and how that went?
Yeah. I mean, he, you know, Nubs always does a good job. We actually did the body work in-house at our paint booth with our paint guy, and then he did a straight color, and then we sent it over to Nub to do all the detail work.
The graphics,
but
yeah.
He's always, you know, we keep him on his toes, man. We always give him something new and interesting. So
he always pulls through, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
think that I think the colors are phenomenal.
Yeah, he did a great
paint,
job.
I mean, I don't know. What else could you do, you know?
Okay. Anything more?
Nobody? Anybody? Please?
Thank you for all coming, and remember,
thank
purchase E85. Yeah.